right, well, let's wrap up today with sports. Some people say the Cubs are cursed. Others say that they're just at the mercy of the Mets' Daniel Murphy. Murphy became only the second player in postseason history to homer in 5 straight postseason games.
And this ball is drilled to right center field. It is deep. Man alive, Daniel Murphy has homered for the 5th straight postseason game.
Man alive. So the Mets lead the best of 7 National League Championship Series 3-0. And for the Cubs to win, they'll have to do something only the Red Sox have done in their legendary 2004 season. They'll try to do that in Game 4 tonight at Wrigley Field. And joining us now with more, as he does on Wednesdays, is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meg. Now, are you surprised that nobody in the booth said, Dave's not here?
I guess I am. Well, the Cubs, though, haven't won a World Series since 1908.
Correct.
Going to have to wait another year.
Well, you have already mentioned that the Red Sox came back from down 3 games to none.
Yes, they did.
Stranger things have happened, although not very many stranger things. Not too many
things. I'm kind of pulling for them.
Oh, of course. Of course. Especially down 3 games to none. You can't help but pull for them.
On the other hand, Bill, you said recently that if the Cubs won the World Series for the first time since 1908, they wouldn't be as special anymore. So
yeah, I'm going to kind of back off that. because what I have felt is just strictly emotional, but what I have felt watching this postseason is that these guys playing for the Cubs now don't know anything about, you know,
goats,
former goats and 1908 and everything else, any more than the Mets know anything about the drug scandals that plagued that team after they won everything back in 1986. Every group is a new group, and enough angry Cubs fans have written me and said, we're tired of being lovable losers, why don't you shut up, so that I'm ready to back off that completely. And more power to the Cubs if they can turn this thing around, unlikely as that now seems.
Well, speaking of the Mets, what explains this? They're having their way, apparently, quite easily with the Cubs here. I mean, how do you like their chances?
Well, one thing that explains it is some of the things that were going so well for the Cubs earlier in the playoffs, specifically their pitching, has not been nearly as good in this round. And the other thing is that even though the Cubs have hit lots of home runs, the Mets have hit more home runs and more timely home runs. So the simple explanation is there. I think the Mets are a classic example of a team that played well throughout nearly all of the regular season, and they have played spectacularly well when it counts most, and that is the mark of a champion. Only nobody in Kansas City should be listening to me when I say that.
All right. Well, we mentioned the Red Sox, and I want to talk about a great game 40 years ago today, the Game 6, 1975 World Series against the Cincinnati Reds. The Red Sox were down 3-2, went into extra innings, and then Carlton Fisk stepped up to the plate after midnight in the bottom of the 12th and launched a shot heard round, well, at least all around New England. So that was a great moment. I was in high school then. It really was quite something.
Well, the amazing thing about that call, listening to that call again, is in my memory, and I think probably in the memories of lots of people who watched that home run, it took about 20 minutes for the ball to clear the fence, because that's how long it took Carlton Fisk to dance down the first baseline,
like it was
pushing
minutes.
The ball fair all the way.
the call
made it sound like it got out of there pretty quickly, which I guess, of course, it did.
It's funny how that moment has gone down in Red Sox lore. Of course, they went on and lost the Game 7. But are there other moments that rival that one?
Well, I think there are a lot of moments that rival that one, and that's one of the things that makes watching the Red Sox such fun, although, of course, most of the moments do not involve a home run by the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They involve home runs by people like Bucky Dent. We can talk now about how significant it was, that awful series of events at the end of Game 6 in the 1986 World Series, because, of course, since then the Red Sox have won the World Championship a couple of times. So that wound is no longer quite quite so painful as it once was for Red Sox fans.
Well, Bill, we've talked about, postseasons in 2015, 1908, and 1975. Now, let's throw in 1919.
Good idea.
Okay, and the World Series then. Because this weekend on Only a Game, you're talking to Northeastern professor Charles Fountain about his book, The Betrayal, and that had to do with the Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Remind us about that.
Yeah, this is a reconsideration of the Black Sox scandal, the World Series of 1919, in which eight members of the Chicago White Sox were paid by gamblers to toss the series to the Reds. And I thought when this book came in, my gosh, is it really necessary to have another book about the Black Sox scandal, because people have been writing about it, making movies about it, and all the rest for a long time? And the answer is, yeah, it really was necessary to have this book. This guy's really done his homework. And he has found out that although there's more to know about this than we previously knew, there are some things about this whole episode that we may never know at all.
Oh, wow. Well, looking forward to hearing that on Saturday on Only a Game. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Always great to have you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Meghna.
All right, and that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.